desperate homeowners are hoping an army of firefighters can save their homes. The fires are burning in Santa Barbara, California, up the coast from Los Angeles. Here's a map of it. A huge part of the community has been forced to flee, and we have seen dozens of homes like this engulfed in flames. Just look at that. As many as 80 have burned so far. It's just hard to watch them just come crumbling down. And there are many more in immediate danger right now.
Well, you probably saw this coming. You knew somebody was probably going to lose a job over this. And yes, someone has. Fallout at the White House now over that ill-advised photo op flyover, a low flyover in New York City, a little over a week ago.
Yeah, you remember this because we saw people running out in the streets when the presidential 747 flew over at low altitude. Well, here is the picture. Beautiful shot, right? The White House released the picture that they took on that mission. You see Air Force One there and then the Statue of Liberty. Well, nice shot, but probably not worth the fear and anger it spread throughout the city. Even President Obama said he was, quote, furious. Now he's accepted the resignation of the guy who planned that flyover. Luis Caldera, the head of the White House military office, said his blunder had become a distraction to the president, so he decided to step down.
We've got new unemployment numbers for the month of April. More than 500,000 jobs were lost. However, some are pointing to that as a bit of good news because at least the jobs that were lost were less than what analysts expected. Greeted fairly warmly on Wall Street as well. And here are the numbers. Overall unemployment rate is now at 8.9%. That's up from 8.5 last month, 8.1 the month before. Employers cut 539,000 jobs in April. That is actually down quite a bit from the numbers of 600 plus thousand we saw in March. And it ends a string of six straight months of increases. So some point to that as some good news. Now, I'll highlight a few groups here have been hard hit. Unemployment for African Americans went up nearly 2% to 15%. But adult women, up just 1%, I should say, to 7.1%. Also, teenagers still having the hardest time out there. The highest unemployment rate of any group at 21.5%. That's actually down, however, slightly from the month before. The unemployment rate for Hispanics dropped slightly to 11.3%.